This is The Record on KUOW Seattle. I'm Ross Reynolds.
And I'm Marcy Silman. Public Health Seattle King County is considering publicly grading restaurants. The grades are issued by the health department, and they give you a quick notion of what health inspectors found when they checked out those restaurants. This isn't a new idea. Other cities like New York and Toronto do the same thing. And those big letter grades posted on restaurant storefronts can reduce incidences of food poisoning, but it's not a perfect system.
I've seen photos of restaurants who got a B and they turned it into brunch.
That's talked to her earlier today. Sarah used to run a nonprofit to empower people to engage with their government. Sarah Schott's been pushing the Public Health Seattle King County to use letter grades for food safety in restaurants. She told me her motivation in pushing for letter grades for restaurants was personal.
My family got E. coli 20 years ago in the Jack in the Box outbreak. We were one of over 700 individuals who got sick. My five-year-old brother got it much more severely than I did. And then in the last year, I got a very severe case of E. coli from a restaurant here in Seattle. I was in and out of the ER and had internal bleeding. It was pretty severe, and I still suffer some health effects from it.
So this is not your garden variety food sickness. This is very serious to get E. coli poisoning.
True, but one in six Americans, the CDC expects, get food poisoning every year in America. So there's sort of a range of severity from, I don't know how to say it politely, like just what we know as kind of food poisoning, getting a stomach bug, to having something like E. coli, which spews toxins into your system and really can cause some serious damage.
And have you fully recovered?
No, I have not. I am on a very specialty diet right now. I can't eat carbohydrates. And I've had actually a lot of joint pain and a lot of stomach issues, which have resulted.
Will you ever recover completely from this?
I think my doctors are hopeful that I'll reach some kind of recovery where I can again do the sports and the activities. I'm an avid surfer that I love, but right now that doesn't look like it's in the cards.
So, Sarah Schott, you were afflicted by E. coli when you were 13 and then again last year, so you had some downtime. You went to the website of Public Health Seattle King County to check out this Ethiopian restaurant where you'd experienced these problems. What did you find?
Yeah, well, I first found the restaurant on Yelp where it had 4.5 stars, a pretty high rating. And then when I went to the King County Public Health site, one, I found that you couldn't find the restaurant that I ate at. I found that you had to have the legal entity name for the restaurant in order to find it, and I didn't know that offhand. It wasn't on their sign. But then I found they had failed 5 out of 6 restaurant inspections. They had unsatisfactory ratings. And then once they had figured out that this restaurant had caused an outbreak, not just sickened me, but other people over the course of a month, it scored, I believe, 93 points. And when I showed the score to my friends, they thought that was actually a good score. That was like 93 out of 100, right? No, a perfect score in King County is 0 points.
So they couldn't even tell from the rating whether it was a good one or a bad one. It turns out it was a terrible rating.
Yeah. So even if you did find the restaurant you're looking for on the website, unless you were kind of an expert on King County's public health system and inspection ratings, you weren't going to interpret it correctly.
So did you approach Public Health Seattle King County after you discovered what was very difficult to find on their website?
Yes.
And what kind of reception did you get?
Well, I first introduced myself and said, hey, I've helped Seattle with their website. They became, you know, the best municipal website in America after I did some work for them. And I've worked for all these other governments. I see these challenges here. I'd love to volunteer and help kind of work through what those challenges are and understand what's going on. And they totally pushed back. They responded with risk management lawyers, which is basically like government code for like, we don't want to talk to you so much right now. Thank you.
So you took it up a notch.
Well, I tried to engage them in friendly ways, and the media started covering the story, and I tried reaching out to them again. I didn't hear back. So 3 months later, I started a change.org petition. That petition received over 2,000 signatures, and as signatures started pouring in this past summer, public health started to take notice.
And when they did start to pay attention to you, it looks as though they are moving towards something we see in a lot of other cities. You go to a restaurant and right on the front, you don't have to go to a website anywhere, there's a letter grade. It says A, B, C, D. Mm-hmm. And it sounds as though that would be a very simple way for someone to gauge and assess what the health department has found at the restaurant?
What we see from other municipalities across the United States and Canada is when they have these posted scores, infection rates go down. In fact, the city of Toronto told me that once they started their restaurant inspection postings, within 2 years, their infection rate went down 40%. That's pretty significant. And these scores both help citizens interpret the restaurant's commitment to safety, but I think that they have a more proactive role actually with the restaurants. They spread the responsibility for safety across the restaurant staff, and they encourage them to be consistent in safety. A-rated restaurants in LA saw a 5% revenue increase. That's significant.
Have cities that adopted these letter grades for the health rating, have they also been included in the Yelp ratings, a place that someone goes to frequently to find out what people thought of it? It might be useful to also see what the letter grade of the restaurant was.
Yeah. Many municipalities, major municipalities, were approached by Yelp last year to start putting their inspection ratings in Yelp's website. So far, King County hasn't done that. But places like San Francisco, Wake County, North Carolina, New York are putting their restaurant inspection ratings in Yelp. And they're in this standard format. So anywhere you look on Yelp, any city you would go to, you would see a consistent type of rating that would make it easier to interpret. It's called the Lives format, a 0 to 100 score, 100 being top.
Top meaning best.
Top meaning best. Yeah, thanks for that.
So Public Health Seattle King County, as I understand it, is moving in this direction. When might we see letter grades on restaurants where we live?
Well, one, they're considering not using letter grades, using happy faces or using a color-coded. We really don't know yet what the system is going to be. And we don't have any dates so far from King County. So that's something that I continue to engage King County around is, you know, when are we going to see this? What is the format going to be? And how are we going to test these new formats that you're suggesting to make sure that they work well for King County residents?
Today, what's your take on what Public Health King County is doing on this? Do you think it's moving in the right direction? Are you still going to be bird-dogging them to make sure they make advances on this?
I think that they are moving in the right direction. I'm encouraged that they are reviewing ways to put restaurant scoring up. But I think, yeah, it will require me to still bird-dog, as you say.
Sarah Schott is a 2-time E. coli survivor, and she's been behind a grassroots effort, a petition campaign, to demand that Public Health Seattle King County make its restaurant health inspection data more publicly available, for example, by giving restaurants letter grades. This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds with Marcy Silman.